And we know the Australian women's cricket team is the best team on the planet. That's a given. They won the T20 World Cup back in February, was it March? A long time ago, back to the MCG when life was almost normal. And we know that they are loved by the Australian sporting public because some True North emotional connection research has come out. And they're the number one ranked sporting team in the nation. I'm sure, as coach of that team, Matthew Mott's very proud of that. He joined us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Matthew.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Okay, very well, thank you. Now, you've had a lot of titles and accolades thrown your way in recent times, and you've earned them through your sporting endeavours with the girls. But when you get this level of recognition from the Australian sporting public, what does that mean to you and the team?
Yeah, it means a lot. I think we all love playing the game, and something we talk a lot within our team is being connected to our grassroots and the people that we grew up around, and how we got a lot of love for playing the game. I think that comes across, and play well on the field, and we've won a lot. But I think what resonates most with people is most of the players, for the large part of it, play with a smile on their face, and they're real, they're normal. They've all gone through very different journeys, but I think there's a real authenticity about the way that they conduct themselves, and I think that's probably why the team got the award.
I totally agree with that, Matthew. But for me, it's also, I was at the MCG watching the World Cup final and watching the girls do amazing things. And it just made me think, you know, as I was a young girl growing up, I didn't get to see females do that. I didn't get to watch them playing sport at the elite level much, only really small snippets of it. But my young daughter was watching over the fence. And I thought, what an amazing, you know, childhood and growing up for her to see people and women doing this as more of a natural thing. Do you guys feel the weight of that and how special and important that is?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, a lot of my family was there that day, and my sisters said the same thing. You know, they watched the game, they had goosebumps watching female athletes go out there in front of 90,000 people and show what they can do. And I think the lucky thing about cricket is it's not an overnight success, and I think we've got a proud history within the country. But now, you know, the Meg Lannings and that grew up and probably didn't know the Belinda Clarks and the Karen Roltons because they didn't see them. The next generation, and you say young girls, but my 12-year-old boy was there, and he doesn't see gender anymore. He just sees, the BBL is a classic example. He'll just say the Sixers are playing and stuff like that. So it's not about male, female anymore. And I'd like to think there was just as many young boys inspired that night as there was young girls. And that's such a great place to be in.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. My son was one of those as well.
Yeah, I think I think that's absolutely spot on. I'm just interested in what you thought of the WBBL. There's been a lot of cricket played over the last sort of 5 or 6 weeks. We've reached the finals. As an observer watching your guys go about it, how did you think they all went?
Yeah, incredibly well. And I just think everyone in Australian cricket needs a lot of credit for getting that up and running. There was times where we just thought it was going to be too hard with all the restrictions on there. But right inside Cricket Australia, in states, everyone worked tirelessly just to get the game up and running. And we've got a bit of an internal saying at the moment, is just tied up with wire to keep the show on the road. And I think that's been the theme for the whole thing. And that's what the players did. It wasn't pretty at times. I think the start of the tournament was quite wet and we missed a lot of cricket. But the standard of cricket towards the back end has been nothing short of exceptional. And it's a credit to all those people who have been. Some of our players that started that New Zealand series a couple of months ago have been in pretty tight lockdown for a long time. So I've just got ultimate respect for everyone who's got through it. I think the best teams are in the finals from what I've seen from the outside. And hopefully some individuals step up. But aside from our players doing well, it's been really, really great to see some young players putting their hand up and show what they can do as well.
And one of those I've paid particular attention to is Darcy Brown, who's bowled for the Strikers. She bowls some real heat, and she's only 17 years of age. Is this what we're seeing coming through, Matty?
It is. It's exactly what we're seeing. I think, as you said, now this team's been pretty successful and visible for the last few years, and I think that we're starting to get the pick of the best athletes getting attracted to the game, and that's something we've always desired. But you know, Darcy Brown's definitely an excitement machine. She seems mature beyond her years. She runs in and hits a hard length, and no doubt she's probably been inspired by someone like Taylor Vlaminck in the last couple of years that's come through and onto the bowl fast. And I think that's the next frontier for women's cricket. I think the batting and the fielding's really come of age in the last couple of years. and the bowling's just been simmering away. And when players like that start coming through, I genuinely think it's going to be exciting over the next 3 to 5 years to see what comes through.
Yeah, it'd be great as the national coach to see that progression coming through with the next wave of stars. And what about, we had the New Zealand series before the WBBL. And what's next for the national team?
We're still awaiting. There's, as you'd imagine, there's a few balls in the air. We're still waiting on a decision. The Indian women's team's meant to be coming out in January, but there's obviously a few snags with that. And we've also got a potential series against New Zealand, which would be pretty cool as well, because it would be exactly a year before our next one-day World Cup out there as well. So either way, we'll get some cricket in. We've just got to see how it all pans out. And as everyone in the world at the moment, we'll just have to adapt to see what comes up.
Agile and flexible, they're the words that everyone seems to be using at the moment, Matty.
But there's a few words out there. It's it is an incredible time to be involved. It's one of our mantras anyway, is being flexible and adapting. So that's what I've been most impressed with this group of players over the last 8 to 10 months.
Well, you're leading a fantastic team, achieving great things on the field, and clearly connecting with the audience off it as well. Well done, Matthew. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for your support, guys. Take care.